Right now, the airline industry pushing hard to stop the new 5G wireless service near the airport, saying it could lead to potential interference with important systems on the planes that help them land if it's low visibility. AT&T and Verizon saying they're going to delay some of the new services near the big airports. It had been scheduled to all start tomorrow. We've covered this fight before. It's been going on. With us is Michael Dreikorn, principal partner in the aviation security firm ASD Experts. Before that, he was an assistant manager in the airworthiness division of the FAA. Michael, thanks for being back on the show. So here's a question I see people ask, and we're going to ask you. What are they doing in other countries where 5G is already a thing and they've got major airports? How can they pull it off, and we're having this back and forth?
For sure, sure. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Glad to be here again. The reality is you know, it's been deployed in 40 other countries. But, you know, when we look at those other countries, it's apples and oranges. They're using different equipment. The power that they're utilizing is 2.5 times less than what we're using in the United States. The equipment is angled in different directions. And the complexity of the air navigation systems between the United States and let's say Europe are entirely different. We have overlapping communication systems with air navigation where that is actually a rarity over there.
So, yeah, we've been hearing about this fight for a while, and we hear, oh, 5G affects airplanes. How specifically? You touched on this briefly, that it utilizes some of the same bandwidth there. Exactly what happens if say, a 5G signal does interfere with an airplane? What's the danger?
Yeah, so right now it's what they refer to as the C band in the 5G, which is a narrow band that plays between the 3.7 and 3.98 gigahertz. What is known to happen, this is not even a question if it's going to happen, but what is known to happen is that the signals in that bandwidth can and have caused damage to radar altimeters. It doesn't happen to all altimeters in the same way, but the FAA knows and has issued an airworthiness directive to the entire industry that it could cause the system, the altimeter, to go out, which would be probably the best scenario, or it could cause it to be unreliable, which is really the worst condition.
Right. If you can't see and you're using the thing because it's super foggy and it's wrong, well, we have a major problem. So what are our options here? Turn the things down near the airports, shield them if you can. I mean, is the issue when the airlines talk about all the cancellations that are going to happen because the FAA rules as they are written say, you know what, if 5G's on and you're going to have to rely on this thing because it's really bad weather, low visibility, don't land, you can't. So that is the ripple effects because the rule is written in such a concrete way?
Well, not only can you not land, the airplane will not be dispatched based on the airworthiness directives. So if it's even thought that there might be inclement weather or it might be a condition in which the radar altimeter is required, and you know, here we are in January, that's pretty much most of the country at this point, relies on them when it's snowing, when it's foggy out. So the long-term solution is getting the two technologies in sync. And where the shortcoming was is that it got rolled out, when I say it, 5G got rolled out without the impacted industry, which is the aviation industry, being in sync. So we have hundreds of thousands of aircraft and hundreds of airports out there that have technology that are going to be impacted. The long solution is we've got to update the air navigation system because 5G is coming, and actually it's here, and 6G has already been in development for 4 years.
Michael Dreikorn, principal partner, aviation security firm ASD Experts. Before that, airworthiness division of the FAA. Thanks.